Jude, please. Verse number 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are, would you say the next word? By God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. I preached 2 Sundays ago on sanctified, preserved, and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Look at verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. So listen to me. Verse 4 says, certain men have crept in unawares. And all the way till almost the end of the chapter, he goes into great detail warning the church of what the devil was doing to destroy it 2,000 years ago. And they have multiplied. Hopefully, as our brother shared, the church has as well, winning souls, making disciples, doing what God told us to do in Matthew chapter number 28. But these men crept in unawares. I call them creeps. Okay, they've multiplied as well. And you know that, and we've watched it in the last 30 to 40 years just exponentially to multiply false doctrine. So Jude lays this foundation in verses 1 through 3, and there's verses 4 and following. He waxes eloquent, and we're going to dissect it, not verse by verse, line by line. And we're going to go there, but I want to do something a little out of the ordinary. I want to take your attention to verse number 20. So from 4 to 19, trust me, we'll study it. And if you're not a Jude student, you will be if you hang around. 4 to 19, he waxes eloquent. He gives them examples, 3 examples of false prophets. He gives them examples of the fallen people who reject truth. He gives example after example after example, written, by the way, Brother Samuel, to a Jewish audience that grasped every example he was giving them. He does all that. But then he stops at verse 19 and verse 20. He didn't write it in verses. These were added later. But where we get to verse number 20, but ye beloved. So I want to take verse 1, 2, and 3, sanctified, preserved, called, and then leapfrog to the end of the chapter. And I'm just going to give you a very, very, very brief introduction. But I want you to notice something. Look at that last line. So you've got the introduction. You are called, you are preserved, you are sanctified. And then in between is all this. And then at the end of the book, he says, but ye beloved, because of all this heresy, because of all this darkness that is around it, I need to tell you what I want you to do. So let me introduce it, and that's all I'm going to do. Look at 20. But ye, beloved, look at the next 3 words. Building up yourselves. In one sense, this verse doesn't fit the service we've had today. But in the other sense, it does. Because I'm going to tell you, you need to be building up yourself. So if you aren't, it's going to come across as a rebuke. But if you are, and I think if you've been here for the last hour and 15 minutes, you know that you're in church with some people who want to grow in their faith. They're not interested in coming to church and going through the motions. Let me illustrate it, and I'm done. Somebody who's not interested in building up themselves in their most holy faith, the Holy Spirit does not wake them up on Thursday and say, you need to pray for your church. Somebody who's not interested in growing in their faith doesn't say what these men, thank God for all the ladies' testimonies and all that. But boy, every strong church you've ever been in had some male leadership. That is not patriarchy. Boy, there is so much false teaching out there today. My wife and I read things and share things with each other. It's insane. The church needs men who stand up and go, I love Jesus, and can't get it out because they're crying. Nobody is leaving here. None of these young men are going to leave here today going, I'll bet that's a weak fella. No, when you're bold, when you're confident enough in your love for Jesus to blubber and your nose run and all that good stuff in a testimony at church, you're comfortable in your own skin. I'm so in love with Him, I don't really care. Hey, y'all, I cried at my wedding. We got halfway through those vows, and I went, better or worse. Okay? Now, I don't know what she thought at the moment, but I promise you 39 years later, she had somebody who was taking those vows so seriously, he got a little moved. And I'm just here building up yourselves, and that's all I'm going to say. Question one, are you building up yourselves? Are you growing? Do you have a prayer life? Are you in the Word? Are you in church? The answer would be yes. You're here, right? Building up yourselves. If the guys in here wanted to be better welders, we all know exactly what they need to do, right? These days, where do you start? YouTube. Say amen right there. If you can't learn it on YouTube, you don't need to know it. I declare, I ain't never seen the beat. Well, I ran over something on 81, and then my gauge came up and said, your tire's going flat. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for technology, you know, because it knew it before I did. Boy, we got off. We went to a gas station. He said, I can't find your spare. I said, I've never needed my spare. He said, hold on just a minute. He opened up his phone. He said, okay, YouTube says part of it's up here under the passenger seat, part of it's in the back, and part of it's here. Now, why they put it in three different places, I'll never know, but he found it on YouTube. Time out. Okay, we're not talking about being better welders, and if you're a welder, you ought to be the best one you can be. But if you want to be a better Christian, you're in the right place. Right? We need each other. We need the Word. We need preaching. We need teaching. We need worship. We need Sunday school. Okay? So question number one, are you building up yourself? And if you are, keep it up. Number two, if you're not, look at me, why ain't you? What kind of Christian do you want to be? I've heard people over the years say, oh, if I make it in, that's good enough for me. Well, I want to tell you something. If your phraseology is, if I make it in, you're probably basing it on a works salvation. That's a really strange terminology, if I make it in. So, because Jesus has already made the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But if you know you are born again, there ought to be something. I would go so far as to say there will be something down deep inside of you that yearns to be the very best Christian you could be. We won't settle for mediocrity in any other area of life. If I went to Andrew, our newest newlyweds, and I said, what kind of husband do you want to be? And he said, meh. Courtney would say, we need to talk. Right? If I went to Micah and said, what kind of daddy do you want to be? Keep a roof over her head and keep her from starving, you know. That'll be enough for me. Every man in here would say, God, we're going out behind the woodshed. We talking. You need to be aiming a little higher than that. But boy, Christianity, we settle for mediocrity. I'll just say it. Thank you, Samuel Shabdu, for not settling for mediocrity and being serious about loving and serving Jesus. Amen. Stand. Let the Lord help you. If you're not born again, you need to get saved. If you are saved, you need to be building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Got a whole message on building up yourselves. I've done what God told me to do.